And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 5:16, unchanged on the open November, 5:30 and a half, up a half. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 582, down 1 on the open. March, 501, down 2. May, 482, down 2. July, 457, down 1.5 on the open. December corn opened at 322.5, down 1.75 on the open. March, 336.5, down 1.75. May, 342.5, up 1 on the open. July, 350, up 1.25. September, 338, up 1. Redline December, 329.5, up 1.75 on the open. March 2008, 333.25, down 0.5 on the open. December oats opened at 236.75, up 2.75 on the open. March, 246.25, up 1.25. November beans opened at 634.5, up 4.25 on the open. January, 648, up 3.75. March, 657, up 2.5. May, 663, up 1.25. July, 668, up 0.5 on the open. And the red line November's at 680, down 1.5 on the open. December soybean meal open at 190.50, up 90 on the open. January 190.130, up 70. December soybean oil open at 26.92, up 9 on the open. January 27.28, up 13.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, November feeder cattle open at 104.20, up 22.5 on the open. January, 101.80, up 30. March, 135, up 40 on the open. December live cattle open at 88.05, up 22.5 on the open. February, 90.90, up 7.5. April, 90.25, up 7.5. June, 86.15, up 2.5 on the open. December lean hogs open at 65.30, up 35 on the open. February, 68.20, up 15. April, 68.50, down up 12.5. May, 70.70, down 62.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 93, down 72.5 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing. He is located in Lexington, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's been a very mixed affair thus far this morning. We've seemed to be bouncing around on both sides of unchanged. What is the market trying to do here?
Well, I think we had a profit-taking day yesterday at the end of the month. I think the real question today is, was it just a profit-taking day or was it the start of a correction? We did do some damage on the technical side on the wheat market, at least, not so much on the corn and beans, and it's going to be important to see whether we see some follow through in the wheat. And I think if we do, if the wheat is weaker, I think that could make it hard for the soybeans and corn to end up higher here today.
Could it be sellers are a little hesitant to get involved in the wheat market because it is the first of the month? And over the last several months, index funds have been buying in the first week of the month?
Yeah, I think there's some real question as far as that. We've also got quite a bit of spreading going on here. We've got not only the funds who are long the December in the corn now I'm talking, they're long the December, trying to roll those longs out forward, but we've also got some of the commercials who are hedged out in the deferred months and trying to roll those sales back into the nearby month because of the spread widening out here again.
Do you think that when you look at what happened yesterday in December wheat, with it gapping lower on the open, finishing at 483, as you alluded to, some technical damage there, do you think that it indeed might be the start of a downtrend that might take you to 472, which would be the 50% retracement, or maybe you like 463, the May high, maybe you like 436.5, the July high?
Yes, I think the answer to your question is yes, I think it could be the start of a downtrend. I guess 450 is about the 50-day moving average, and I could see that number coming into play as well as you know, some of the other levels that you mentioned there, Dave. I guess 450 would be the key one as far as I'm concerned on the nearby wheat.
If we saw a break to 450 in the nearby wheat, what does that potentially translate into corn?
Well, I think that your numbers in the corn side, the $2.95 to $3 area, you've got some support in between there, but not a lot, really. And I think that $2.95 to $3 area, that's kind of a retracement level. It's also just psychological at $3. I think that we could see the corn pretty easily move down to those levels without really changing the overall uptrend in the market.
So $2.95 to $3, it looks like there's some support there at $3.07 to $3.10 as well.
Right.
At the 23% retracement level. Any chance that we might fill the October 12th gap from the October report before the contract goes off the board?
I wouldn't rule that possibility out. It's hard to rule out any possibilities in this kind of a market when you look back and see what we've done here. I mean, if you look at the supply-demand side of the corn report in September versus October and see the price difference, I mean, there isn't a dollar difference in price from those fundamentals, but yet that's what we've done. So I don't think you can rule anything out at this point.
So the question then becomes for producers what to do. I suppose one of the main questions that producers might have to do is what to do with the balance of their 06 bushels.
Yeah, I think you kind of have to look at some differences if you got commercial storage versus on-farm storage. I guess the approach I think that a farmer needs to take is I think that you want to have your cash flow, look and see what your cash flow needs are here for the, you know, from now through January 1st. That first week of January is always a high cash flow demand. You know, you probably ought to have those needs covered at this point. If you want to be long the market, some of your other analysts have talked about using some call options in that. I don't think you want to have all your cash corn sold, but I think you need to have yourself in position where you're not forced into sales.
And should we be working on our 07 hedges now?
Our recommendation there is that we've done up in that 20% area. We're just kind of standing back at this point after we've gotten that much done.
What do you make of the soybean market?
Well, soybeans, I think, are trying to compete here. I was reading some stuff the other day. If you look at 340 new crop corn on the futures we're talking here, you need to have somewhere around $7 on the futures to equate or to economically compete, you know, from an acre standpoint with soybeans. We got pretty close to that, you know, last week there. We got up into that 690 level on the November futures. So I think beans are trying to stay up here, and they're just going to be dictated in the long run by what the corn does.
Any chance that we'll see a smaller number on the November USDA crop production report in the beans?
You'd sure think so. On the corn side of the production report, we've had every year we've had less production. If we had less from September to October, we've had less from October to November. On soybeans, it's about 3 years since 1990 that we haven't gone with the trend, so to speak, whatever the September to October does. So it looks like we should probably be down, but I sure don't hear that from a customer standpoint. It seems like the bean yields are pretty good out there.
So the late beans still yielding fairly good and not a left being left on the fields.
Right. There's probably some losses out there because there are, I was down towards into Tennessee this past weekend, and there's a lot of beans out in the field yet, and some of them standing in water in southern Illinois. So, yeah, there's some of that, but I think overall, I guess I would expect the bean yields to be pretty similar to what we had on the October report.
Thanks much, Bill.
Thank you.
Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing. He is located in Lexington, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's look at some ticks from the current trade in Kansas City. December wheat now at 512.5, down 3.5 at the boarded trade. December wheat 485.5, up 2.5. December corn 322, up 1.25. Novi beans 631, up 3/4. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.